The US and Israel have suffered a diplomatic blow, with the United Nations General Assembly overwhelmingly passing a resolution condemning the US decision to recognise Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The two countries fought back hard, though, with the US threatening to withdraw funding to countries that voted against the decision by US President Donald Trump. Israel called the UN a house of lies and said countries opposed to recognising Jerusalem were dancing to Palestinian puppet masters. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
After the US vetoed a Security Council resolution condemning President Trump's Jerusalem move, countries opposed to it pushed for a symbolic, non-binding condemnation in the General Assembly. Before it even began, the debate was highly charged, with President Trump threatening to withdraw funding for countries that voted against the US. Turkey's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, was outraged.
Such an attitude is unacceptable. This is bullying, and this chamber will not bow to do that. It is unethical to think that the words and dignity of member states are for sale. Let me put it in this way. We will not be intimidated.
The sponsors of the resolution included Turkey, chair of the summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and Yemen, chair of the Arab group at the UN. Turkey's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Çavuşoğlu, told the assembly it must pass to ensure continued respect for international law.
The recent decision of our UN member state to recognize Jerusalem or Al-Quds as the capital of Israel violates the international law, including all relevant UN resolutions. This decision is an outrageous assault to all universal values.
A furious US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, laid down the law, warning the assembly that the vote would have consequences.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation. We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
Ambassador Haley said the vote would have no impact on the embassy decision, but it would affect the US relationship with the UN and individual countries.
When a nation is singled out for attack in this organization, that nation is disrespected. What's more, that nation is asked to pay for the privilege of being disrespected. In the case of the United States, we are asked to pay more than anyone else for that dubious privilege.
Israel, too, was in a fighting mood. Its ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, brandished an ancient coin as a prop, which he said proved an enduring Jewish connection to Jerusalem.
Those who support today's resolution are like puppets. You are puppets pulled by the strings of your Palestinian puppet masters. You are like marionettes forced to dance while the Palestinian leadership looks on with glee.
35 countries abstained, including Australia. Diplomat Gillian Bird said Australia remained committed to a two-state solution.
Australia does not support unilateral action by either side of this conflict. We consider that such actions undermine the peace process.
The resolution is non-binding but cannot be vetoed by Security Council members. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.